of this immigrant who came to Vancouver that I know by experience, they came here from the country A, for example, not to mention the name of the country, country A, and when they came here, they are still living as the citizen of their own country.
Oh, just like me, I get it.
But here.
Right, right.
The Canadian, they feel that.
Oh, so it's not like you leave everything behind and then you're just completely start everything. It's more like they live on both sides.
But you don't, I mean, you don't mix with the people. For example, if I come from Iran and want to live in Canada as an Iranian and don't get any Canadian, let's say, specialties, morality, everything. You say, no, sorry, I'm here, I'm living here, but this is it. I live as an Iranian with my Iranian upbringing, with my Iranian way of thinking, with everything. I don't want it to. The same thing we have also in America. For example, in New York or the many places, they are Italian there, old people, old Italian. They are not talking one word of English. It means they came from Italy, they live in America.
Right.
But they are not American. They are Italian who just
live in their land. Okay.
Everything else is Italy. You know, I went there. If you don't speak Italian, you can't buy anything there. There is nothing there.
Right.
You know, for you. You have to be. Of course, people in that area, they cannot be close and accepted by the American because they don't know each other.
Okay.
They can't communicate because communication is the most
important skill. Yeah.
And when you come here, want to live as an Iranian and don't communicate with the Vancouverian or with Canadian, then how can you be accepted?
Yeah, they don't understand who
they
you
don't
are.
Understand. Exactly.
You have to express yourself. And in that case, I'm not one of those people, by the way. but I now get your idea. It's basically, it doesn't matter what kind of passport they're holding, but more of like, if they're open to, basically like if those communities are merging or like mingle with each other, right? Like, are they getting out from their comfort zone? Right, like their own community, like Chinese community, Indian community, Iranian community, and then go to just kind of ignore where this person come from, but just like, I want to connect with you, I want to work with you, study and learn what you do, how can I make friends with you. So what you mean is that in Vancouver, people are more like kind of prefer to stay in our own community, especially based on nationality-wise, right?
Right.
Okay. That's how I feel as well, but I don't have this comparison as, you know, Montreal or Toronto. I don't have this counterpart for me to compare the experience, but this is kind of how I feel. Like, I see people here, I talk to many people as my guests or in my personal life. I feel like, oh, actually the diversity here, the level of diversity is so high, but somehow you feel like most of the people hang out with their own community based on the nationality, like I said.
This is exactly the wrong things that all the people are doing. Because, you know, when we have to accept that the world is nothing but a village,
right,
a global village. And here we are to see each other, to know each other, to accept each other.
I see.
Accepting is very important. You know, when I talk with you, I don't want to come and be a Persian. You know, you don't. You'll be. No, but at least I have to know what are the precious things for you as a Chinese, and then I think about it. Okay, this is good. This is good. For example, I have a few Chinese friends that you know. I'm always telling them, you know, that you know from your culture, you know, I learned this one and this one and this one. They are good, and communicate with the people.
I see.
This is very, very important, the communication.
Yeah.
But, you know, but when you are coming here, you don't talk to your neighbor. Mm. You don't, you know, just invite them. And look, I may put a cup of coffee in the front of you, which is not the right way.
Yeah.
But this is from my heart. Yeah. But I want you to let me know when I'm doing something wrong, because I want to connect with you.
I see. It's basically like the communication is so important, because it's not really like, it's not really about how big the words we're using. It's more about finding a way to express yourself, and we can use different kind of gesture, right, to communicate ourselves. It's not like I have to have a great public speaking skill so that I can communicate with with others. It's more about finding the way to show others that my heart, my sincerity, right? So I really agree with that. I just wonder, you mentioned about like a lot of immigrants in Vancouver, we're kind of trapped with this way. It's like a lot of people do want to connect, but then, you know, the environment kind of define our or guide our behavior. So it's harder, especially for immigrants, like, for example, like Chinese immigrants. I try to relate to people like that they don't have good language skill, but when they come to Vancouver, they don't feel secure and safe. However, there's a Chinese community, and the first thing that I would do is probably not to go do something that's super scary, but then I will go to this safe place. But that is also some kind of, that is also a decision that will trap me into this place, because it will be harder to get out from this comfort zone and go talk to people, communicate to others so that we get connected, because it would be very intimidating, right? However, you mentioned about it's so important to kind of move forward with that a little bit so that we can really get into this Canadian society, right? To make friends, expand our networks with local Canadians. Do you think the local Canadian groups or communities, they are also very open to all people to get into their community? I don't know, but like from your experience, do you think that would be very challenging as well?
I don't think that is a challenging. Mm-hmm. I believe if you do, for example, I can tell you the way that I did, you know. For example, at the New Year or the, let's say, other festivity that we have, Christmas and everything, you know, we baked a cake, you know, before, and brought to them. I said, so, Merry Christmas to you. And they say, are you Christian? We said, no, we are not. So what are you? We said, our religion is Baha'i. Mm-hmm. So, but how come that you are bringing us? Because they said, you know, the religion is a different thing. And we human, we are all created from the same source. Mm. So your feast is my feast. Is this feast is important for you?
Mm.
And I want, and I'm living here, and I want to be close to you. So I have also that this feast is important to me too.
Mm.
Because whatever makes you happy, if I really mean the truth that, you know, we all are one, is also make me happy because makes you happy. So, and then the next time, you know, it was our national celebration, you know, I invited them, you know, I invited them, come, this is the way that we are celebrating everything, you know.
Mm.
And then you have to work to break the ice.
Oh, yeah.
They are very shy.
Who are they? Canadians.
Canadian.
Oh, they're
very shy.
Yeah, I found that too. Yeah, that's why I said they're introverted.
Exactly. And because they are shy, many times the people think that they are arrogant.
Oh,
but they are not arrogant.
They're just shy.
They are just shy. When you, are you taking the ferry sometimes?
Never to which what's the name
I'm
of
I'm taking to Nanaimo or to
Victoria. Took once.
Okay.
Right.
Next time you are there, you know, look at that, you know. The people, even Canadian, between each other, you know, they don't know each other. They don't talk. And before the landing, the people are coming there and waiting. Everybody is quiet, nothing.
Right.
When one person say something to another one. Break the ice. Then you think suddenly, you know, they were 2 hours sitting there, quiet, didn't say anything. And the last 10 minutes, they are beginning, you know, to conversation, you know, this, you know, yes, by the way, I have this, I have, it's always happening.
Really?
Really.
So, okay, so because I was thinking like, oh, I'm going to break the ice. And then I said something and nobody like, you know, nobody really give me feedback or respond to that because I would be like, because everybody's kind of cold or this is the vibe. So it's kind of intimidating, right? Because nobody wanted to get rejected. But you said this is not just a special case.
Exactly.
It always happens.
This always happens. I always see that. And whenever I see something that is nice from anybody, you know, I go and tell them. You don't know this person. Oh, is completely changed.
Oh, you give a compliment.
Exactly. Just give them, you know. And it's like a wave. He gives that to another one and another one and another one. You know. Another thing is, for example, in Vancouver, I find the most polite people in Vancouver are the Chinese youth and the East Indian youth.
Really?
Oh, you know, I can say from my experience, you know, because I have a white hair, when I'm in the bus or SkyTrain, you know, I see some Tom, you know, they put on my shoulder, please come and take my seat.
Yeah.
I say, oh, thank you very much. No, I have to wait also. And sometimes I make jokes with them. I say, I'm so strong, you know.
I know.
But always. They do, always, you know.
Okay.
This politeness is something that I see in my country.
Right.
You know, respecting the older.
I think, I mean, if I say that, it would be like self-bragging because I'm Chinese. I'm like, oh, Chinese are so polite. But I do agree with you that, like I said, we care about education. So at least my parents always teach us, like, be respectful to elders, right? So I think that is really the Chinese tradition.
Yes.
I have less knowledge about Indian culture, but then from what you said, seems like we share a similar culture, like to be respectful to the elders, which is great. But then you mentioned about, like, breaking the ice. I feel like it's not just about, oh, how to kind of be welcomed and join the new country as immigrant. I think it's something like we can apply to different areas, even for like work, right? And you mentioned about you did so many, you tried so many business, not so many, but like restaurants and construction, and you actually start from nothing, right? As an immigrant, I guess this way of breaking the ice, giving compliments, communicate with others really helps you to get started with building your business. So I would want you to really share this experience or your knowledge and insights with us younger people or immigrants or not even like just people in Canada, right? Let's say in China, our audiences, they are finding their way out to, they trying to transfer to new industry or find their new passion, they build their new career in this AI era. And that skill set you mentioned, I think they're very transferable. So could you give us some advice that how to apply or what to apply, what kind of skills we can use to kind of like find our own field and build our networks, find our resources, and eventually have our career ready?
Yes. First of all, allow me to tell you something to come close to the Canadian, because they are, when they feel close, then they help you also to go and find the real job or real thing that they think is good for you or for the youth. For example, when as a young Chinese, when you come here, try always, the first thing is the language.
Yeah.
You know, even if you know the language you speak, you know, pretend sometimes that you don't know.
Okay. That's a very interesting one. But yes. I it's just smart. Yeah.
Yes. You go to a Canadian. But excuse me, by the way, excuse me my ignorance, you know, I have to talk. Would you please help me? How do you pronounce that?
Right.
Or how do you do that? You know?
Okay.
Then you see, then he will sit or she will sit and go with you through everything, you know?
Oh, yeah. They love to help people, yeah.
Exactly. Just thank, and then thank you. And then during this conversation, you find something that to build and another word of the conversation.
Yeah.
Maybe, but two, three, it doesn't go, you know, but the third, fourth, one, you know, go. Especially the neighbors around you.
Oh, okay.
Another thing, when the youth come here, you know, you see the your neighbor is, this, they are very, very cautious about these things. That they are old and, you know, by the way, you see them, you know, is there anything I can help you, you know? Sometimes, you know, do you want that... I'm going shopping, you know. Do you want something that I can shop and bring you?
Okay.
After two, three times, you know, they accept you as an adopted child.
Okay. Maybe that's a little exaggerate, but I get the point, yeah.
Yes, they are very good in these things.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Canada, when you come here, you know, it's good, you know, to use all these opportunities that they have. Let's say, for example, I go a lot and walk, you know, I see the tennis court.
Right.
Go and look, especially Saturday, Sunday, is full of Chinese people.
Okay, yeah, right.
The tennis court is there. Everybody can go there. But nobody like Chinese, you know, knows about this gift, about this possibility, and go and try, you know. But some of them, you know, they went and they have a sport group, you know, they go and play your mahjong, different things. And I was talking with them, with my, through my Chinese friend. I said, look, when you see the Canadian are coming, and just invite them. Just invite them to your sport group, you know.
Right.
Come do whatever, you know. And these things are really, really helping.
To build a network.
Exactly.
Right? But, like, I want to know the how we start from there to eventually find our, you know, like, you cannot say, hey, offer me a job, or do you know a job opportunity, or, hey, what is, I'm looking for my own industry. I want to build something. I want to build my business, but I have no idea, right? It's probably jump too fast.
No. They even like it, you know.
You like
even,
that.
When you talk with them, you know. By the way, if you had a child at my age, what would you suggest he should go and learn?
If I am your age?
No, no. You talk to a Canadian.
Okay.
And say, look, imagine I'm your child. Imagine I'm your little brother. You
right.
know? And I am confused. I don't know what to study. You know, what would you suggest?
Oh,
they are burning, you know, to help somebody or give idea.
Right.
But this initiative should come from you.
Yeah, for sure.
That go and I am looking for a suggestion. I'm looking for a help. I'm looking not money wise, you know, but thinking, you know, what is there and that, and then you will see, you know, they think, okay, you can do this or that or this, you know. You have to open.
Yes, you have to be. Yeah, I think I agree with that. I feel like it's kind of universal way to get opportunities or find resources or build networks is that we can't just sit here passively waiting for things to come to us, right? No. We need to just get out, and then the maximum is to knowing how to build connections. But eventually, nobody's going to tell us what to do, but they can offer us suggestions. However, I do find that if I'm here in Canada, there's a term that's called or that's used in the technology world, at least from what I know, is called build in public, where it's a little different than some kind of Chinese culture where we encourage people maybe at some stage to build secretly, right? Like, don't tell others what you do because you probably will fail or whatever. But building public is the opposite way, where you tell people what you wanted to build, but you ask them the feedback, you ask them the suggestions. And often people will give you some information that they know, or they point out of direction for you to kind of continue the path and eventually find some way. It might not always happen, like you said. It might not always happen when you greet to people on the ferry. Maybe not always, like, people will be like enthusiastically respond to you. But you know, from time to time, you get the really helpful information or build really meaningful friendships from people that you actively go talk to and ask for.
Certainly. And especially, you know, imagine when you are a visual minority, you know, that they know, and you are not going and talk to them, you know, and they are not coming to you and talking to them, you know. Both party can think that the other one is ignorant. They don't want to know about that. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Chinese friend of mine. You know, they were we were going with the car different places, and then I told them, "Look, whenever you want, do this trick, and it will really help them." What was it? I said, "When you go." And for example, you want to go to order something from McDonald's or Tim Hortons with your car. You go and you ask, give me this and that. When you come to the cash to pay, ask, what is the total bill of the person behind you?
Okay.
If it's too much, forget about it.
Okay, but
when he's in $2-3, you know,
okay,
I pay for him. Because I did this few times,
right?
And then I went. And a few times, the people came and saw somebody with a whoop, beep, beep, beep. I said, they came and they said, thank you.
Right.
Just for the coffee and the muffin. But this act that, look, I give something to you without I expect something from you. It's very helpful. And they did, and because they were two beautiful young people, you know, and they did it three times, you know, and they said, look, now when we go there, even all the people in Tim Horton know us. You are the people that always spend $1 or $2 for other people. You know, these things is helping. You know, when you are coming, because we are coming as a guest until we are one of them. But as a guest, you have to do some positive things, you know.
Yes.
Something that make the owner or the landlord or you know, pleased.
I see. I highly agree. I get the point. It's just go to the same Tim Hortons. Make sure people knows you. I'm just kidding.
Just break the ice.
Yeah, but like make sure that, you know, if we keep giving, within our abilities, of course, within our ability range, but if we're always giving without expecting too much or without expecting at all, we actually will eventually be received some kind of help from others Because that's just how the world runs, right? So it's not like, oh, I make sure that I go to the same place and other people knows that I always do good things for others so that good luck can happen to me. It's not like that, but just having this nice gesture can pass this friendship, friendly information to others, that letting them know, we are good people. We are good people who would like to help. Therefore, normal human beings would be kind of like wanting to respond to that, because people respect people who have kind hearts.
Right.
I see. So as it towards to the end of our show, I really appreciate our conversation. I want to know if there's anything at the end you really wanted to share with us. Of course, we want to have you come back and especially talk about your journey. How did you come to Canada and build your restaurant, build your construction business from scratch? I think that's so impressive.
Yes.
We will save that for the next episode when you have time to come. But is there anything that you want to wrap up for today's episode?
Just my sincere thank for you to having me here, and also my sincere hello and all the best wishes to your dear listener.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they have a special question, they can ask me through you.
Mm-hmm.
And I give my heart whatever I know.
Yeah, I mean, Chinese people really like to think about how to build a better business. So I feel like you're one of the best people to give them advice.
Certainly.
Yeah, because, you know, like, we're just kind of like that. We're like, we want to go to a new place and we want to find all the way to work hard and make money so that we can offer good life to our families. I think this is really what's popular culture to the Chinese and Chinese immigrants here.
Yes.
But yeah, we will definitely find a chance when you're available next time.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly.
So thank you so much for joining us at today's Call Me Negotiator, and we're cross-cultural and multicultural based show, and we're on air every Thursday 4 to 5 p.m. Shout out to all the volunteers and staff working CJSF, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you.